Yo, yo, yo! It's DJ Jazzy Poodle.
And the French Princess.
And this is Too Hot to Handle, y'all.
Ooh, strap it on.
Too Hot to Handle, it's the new show about some hot and horny people trying to win a lot of dough.
They got Americans, Brits, Australians in the mix. So where can I watch?
Bitch, it's on Netflix.
These pretty people think they're there to find the perfect match. Then an Alexa named Lana tells them there's a catch.
They can get naked, fuck, or even kiss. Yeah, don't look in the shower.
That's a lot of jizz.
Well, I guess we're gonna have to watch this shit. And if love is blind work, this will be a hit.
Rain the car on.
Yeah, too hot to handle.
Word.
Episode 4. Resist everything.
And lie to temptation.
Yeah, accept. And just, which is a nice way of saying, and lie like a dog in heat.
Do you? Okay, so.
Welcome to Too Hot to Handle.
Welcome to Too Hot to Handle. This is Reality Gaze.
Mm-hmm. I'm Maddie.
Let's just jump right in.
Announcement, schmouncement. Check the board. Read a bulletin board.
I remember bulletin boards.
I love them. I love bulletin boards. We were doing so good. We were, for once, the one person that's been praying for us to jump into the podcast without
just
anything.
Went, fuck.
Yeah, they were like, it's happening.
And then when
it's
I went, remember Sherry? Bulletin boards?
She goes,
We were in charge of one of the bulletin boards in my elementary school that was all about like service, and we were big into like there was like a service thing and like doing stuff in your community,
right?
It was weird how that was my elementary school, and it was about how can you be an asset to your community. And we had to change it every month, and I always loved to put a new thing of construction paper on it and a theme for every month. And y'all, because gays love a theme.
And I was going to ask, what other boys were doing this with you?
I was the only boy.
Yeah.
It was me and girls. I think one other boy, but I think he joined it because his girlfriend was in it.
Yeah. And do you remember my favorite?
I was in charge of the bulletin board.
My favorite part was when you put the border on and stapled the border.
Let's not talk about it. It's so satisfying.
It is
and
so
satisfying. It was kind of like fluted.
Yes, and you would just staple it, and you would get it perfectly straight.
And you cut out the letters for what you needed to say.
Yes, I love
it. Oh, yeah. I turned on. You did the thing for Thanksgiving.
I can smell it. I can smell like the paper.
Oh. Y'all, if you enjoyed anything dealing with office supplies and you were a boy, you're gay now.
You're gay. And remember how some of the high school kids that were like office age or whatever would end up coming in your room, and sometimes they would do the bulletin board, and you would think, if I could be that cool, and I want to go do the bulletin board.
And you would take the stapler and take it, and you would remove it and hit it from the ka-chunk, ka-chunk, ka-chunk. We've lost a lot of people.
Y'all, this is a show about hot people wanting to fuck each other, and we just talked about bulletin boards for 2 minutes.
This is why we feel left out of this show a little bit. This show has no LGBTQ+ representation at all. We just go other places.
Well, they would argue and say that they have women that would be with other women.
No, don't buy it.
Nobody identifies as bi.
In a girl's gone wild way.
And I'm sorry, the next Too Hot to Handle needs to have a guy hitting on another guy,
well,
and a straight guy thinking he might be attracted for a man for the first time, and then they break the rules and break money when the straight guy gets his dick sucked by the gay guy.
I have a feeling that is specifically geared toward you.
This isn't Too Hot to Handle. That was a porn I watched called Will You Blow Me, Charlie? Sorry.
Too Hot to Fuck.
Too Hot to
Fuck. No, there's been a big controversy because the Love Island, the UK version, has gotten a lot of flack by people in 2021 saying, when are you going to have same-sex couples, and they're like, well, that doesn't exactly fit the parameters. And I kind of understand that, because it's about who can shift to, because if you have a certain number of people, I guess if you're like the, are you the one that kind of, where everyone was attracted
well,
to
they
someone.
Only did, and they only did that one season.
Right.
Which was one of the best seasons of television.
Oh, I loved it. But it took so much work to do that.
Y'all, if you are interested in that, MTV's Are You, we recapped an episode of it. We talked about it with Kate Casey, right?
I think it was like,
or did we do a Bicurious
episode? We did do it with Kate Casey. We did a Bicurious as well.
Are you the ones that same kind of premise? Like, well, they matched, we won't go into it, but they matched
through the quote, yeah, like, experts,
and they do tests. So it's kind of like the person who's your match on paper, you don't know when you go into this house. You're just with 12 people, and you have to find that person that's your match.
Right. And if you do, you win money.
Well, one season, like 2 years ago, I think you can watch it on Paramount Plus, actually.
Yeah, everyone was attracted to
everyone was polyamorous.
Both sexes. And not polyamorous.
Not polyamorous. They were, yeah. But it wasn't bisexual. It was...
It was like you're attracted
to
both...
They were pansexual.
They said both genders.
Both genders.
And people... They were attracted to everybody.
And no genders. And it was riveting. It was riveting
actually
television.
Riveting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Should we actually talk about the show now?
Yeah, we should. Okay, fine. We're so close.
So Cam and Emily spent the night in the private suite, and we're wondering, did they make it? And she's like, well, guess what? We won $10,000, River! Yay!
And everyone's like, oh my God, I can't believe it!
And Lana's like,
And Cam said, this is the first time in my life I've made a connection with someone.
That is a terrible Cam. It sounds like this is in my connection with someone. Who is that? Someone.
It's more like this. He was like, this is the first time in my life I've made a connection with someone.
He has a very normal British accent. It's definitely not Essex or anything like that. It's just
Manchester. The first time in my life.
It's definitely not Manchester.
But anyway, that's when Lana says, what, poodle?
Actually, there was, you violated, there was excessive grinding and self-touching. And they were actually,
it wasn't that bad.
We're going to deduct $5,000. And like, they showed it, and there was grinding.
She was basically dry humping. And Cam's face looked like he was going to orgasm.
Yeah. And I will say, I blame them both equally, but honestly, she seems to be really out for it with him.
She is horny as fuck. Yeah. She wants that.
Anyway, but the big deal is here, you guys, is that Cam, there are two new dates being
Lana's
announced.
Lana's ranked new arrivals.
But guess what? It's from the new arrivals, and they get to choose.
And so, the new arrivals don't know they're on Love After Law, or they're on Too Hot to Handle.
What are we doing?
I almost said Love After Island.
No, you did. Yeah. You Love After Island.
That's what I was going to say. So the first person is Christina, and she selects Cam.
Okay. Christina is stunning.
She is like, as Chase says later on, Chase actually said, she's actually too hot to handle, which made me laugh. So
she's
much
Italian and Portuguese.
But she lives in South Africa. She's a fucking pilot. She flies around. It's like her body is like fucking smoking.
This show is gonna fuck with them by putting her in there, and she's kind of like up front. They're also bringing in Robert, and Robert chooses Carly. Robert is a very tall British person. I have a little bit of a problem with Robert's hair, which I don't think is blonde.
It's like he dyed it blonder, but it's like half and half. It doesn't look good.
And I think he's a perfectly nice person. Do you know that gif of the person who is like a red-haired person, and he's going, remember that gif?
No,
it's like a strange. It looks like the human form of Beaker.
No,
from the Muppets, like going.
No, I don't.
Oh, yeah. That's kind of what the cartoon version of Robert would look like.
I will say, well, what do you think? Come on, Poodle.
What?
Use your gift.
You know what? For someone who's that big, it is only medium.
I think medium with huge balls.
Huge balls. I agree with
you. Huge balls. Slapping up against you.
It's long. But it's the kind of snake that would like just hit it right there and it doesn't get hard all the way.
I think he knows what he's doing. I think so.
I need to know him better.
His body is pretty incredible though.
Yeah. He's just like,
but his face doesn't do it for me.
It's like, are you all right?
He's got nice
he's
nipples.
Good time just British like, guy.
His nipples could be a meal. You just want to be like,
okay, all right. I've had too many men make a meal of my nipples. So,
boy, that's it. Your nipples have been a lean cuisine.
Ooh,
and a
breakfast,
Stouffer's.
Lunch, and dinner.
Yeah.
I've had to hit them in the head to get them off of them.
Man,
mama. So the. The new people don't know what show they're on, and they can either tell them or find some way to do it. And so basically we have Cam is with Christina, and she asks, what kind of girls are you? And she's like, well, basically you. Again, no game at all. This is not flirting.
It's not flirting. She's basically like, you're talking about the date, right?
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah. I realize guys lick their lips when they want to have sex and women bite their lips.
I bite my lip too.
But you
I
know
do
how
everything
she,
with my lips.
You know how she did that like five times? She's like talking.
She did. She's very sexual.
Like when I'm trying to bite my lip, it looks like I'm just hungry and trying to eat my lip. Am I sexy when I do it, Poodle?
No, definitely not. It's because your mouth goes so spread so much.
Okay.
If you bite your lip this way,
mm-hmm.
But your mouth goes sideways. Now you look like a gopher.
Okay, I'm gonna stop doing that.
Yeah.
Y'all, that's why I usually just turn around and put my ass up in the air and point to it. That's how I flirt.
Eat at Joe's.
Actually, I have a neon sign. He goes,
eat at Joe's.
Just got a buzzes.
So, again, if you understand that reference, you're over 30 at least.
So they're. Eat at Joe's. It's true.
I don't
it's
know
true.
Why I think it's so funny. Oh, God.
Where are we?
We're talking about the date. So okay. Then, y'all, Carly is going on a date with Robert, and Chase is like, it's like I'm watching a horror movie.
He's really,
really into her.
Yeah.
He's not as possessive as Marvin is, which is okay, because he knows he can't be. Marvin is just that kind of fucked up where he's a fuckboy and doesn't give a shit what he looks like, but he can be possessive over women.
Well, Marvin makes it about them and their actions.
Yep,
Chase
that's good.
Is about like, oh my God, I'm freaking out. I'm blah, blah, blah. It's all about their own insecurity.
Right.
Marvin doesn't have insecurity because he's too fucking arrogant.
Right.
Boy. That so, dick really fell far from the tree.
So back to Cam and Christina, he kind of leans in and almost kisses her. And he's like,
no,
you know what?
No.
I can't.
Either forehead to forehead, nose touching.
Yeah.
Sorry,
and he says,
go ahead.
You know what? I can't because I promised the guys that I wouldn't do this.
And he said that he has a connection or a vibe with someone.
I have a connection, but it's not really serious.
He said it's not really serious.
And that's when I went, I'm out.
Dude.
I'm out for this guy. I'm out.
Dude.
And that's even worse. If he would have never said anything about it.
Yeah, he's a piece of shit.
He's going to have to work hard to redeem himself or he needs to go.
He is. Yeah, because he's like, are you a sexual person? She's like, oh, yeah. Like a 1 out of 10, I'm a 12. And he says, I really want to. And he's like, but You're on two. You're on two.
She's like, no.
She actually kind of got tears in her eyes. Like, she was not happy.
I mean, honestly, this idea of them, this sounds like when they say you're on Too Hot to Handle is almost like you're on Candid Camera. Even though they're on a show that's going to be watched all over the world and they have a chance to win money, they're like,
but they also know they need. They also needed know they need to react. And again, they were built up. I know, y'all. I've done Poodle and I both have done game show stuff. I've done some reality stuff, like pilot stuff. The way they pump you up, it's just so. It's like unreal. Like the way they would pump people up. To be.
Did you finally watch that show that I asked you to?
No, but I saw a clip the other day, and I was like, oh.
It's fantastic. That's what we fucking do. I'm asking you to watch the show about what we do.
When do I have time?
You know, when you're watching the next Wonder Woman trailer.
That's fair. So, anyway, but these producers build you up. So they have built, so think about it. They have built this up to them, Poodle. They have put all these kind of thoughts in their head of what the show's going to be. And from when you go on a game show, they put you in the box of what they want you to be. And they program you. So you go in like a bull that's ready to buck a certain way because that's the way you were programmed.
I totally get it. It just seems like a weird vibe. When they tell them, it's like just being on a show entirely. As someone who, if I was in the audience, I'm like, why wouldn't that be okay that they're on a show anyway?
I see. I think if this was you and they built it up and they said you're on Too Hot to Handle, we literally would hear you go, motherfucker.
Well, I would, but then I would immediately make sense of it. And remember, Too Hot to Handle. That's a show with a much bigger audience than any other thing that they're on.
But
I think they're told what to react.
Christina's,
I really think
offense, she actually pivots pretty quickly.
She does. She's a good reality star, y'all.
Y'all, because, yeah, she is. Because
She's going to be a star of the show.
She is, because Robert had no idea.
He didn't even know what the show was.
Yeah, he never even watched it.
I was traveling. I did not know.
He's having this date with Carly. And it's going well. And Carla's like, she's like, I want to make Chase jealous a little bit, but I really don't want to do anything.
Yeah. I'm glad that she realized that wasn't really going to work.
Yeah. And so, again, Chase is watching. And she basically, it is crazy to see these people that are thinking beautiful. Like with Emily watching Cam, she's like, oh my God, she's my twin, but she's 10 times better than me. And you're like, oh my God, no.
Honey,
like,
don't do that yourself.
But Chase is doing this too. Like, this is a horror movie. Da, da, da. And so
someone says he looks like Patrick Mahomes, and he really does. That was on our Patreon. You don't know who that is, do you?
Mm-mm.
Quarterback. No,
Patrick Holmes?
Patrick Mahomes.
Mahomes.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes.
Honestly, everyone in America knows him. Look
Never
him up.
Heard of
look,
him.
Look him up, please.
People he does look like him.
People are screaming.
Oh, I've seen him on my TV.
I'm sure.
Well, no. When my boyfriend watches football all the fucking time when it's football season. All the fucking time. Let me look up a picture of him shirtless.
No, we need to move on.
Oh. Oh, wow. He and Cam do not have the same body. Whoa.
No, Patrick Mahomes is super, super tight.
Whoa.
Yeah. So, regardless, but both bodies are beautiful, you guys.
Mama okay. Likey.
I'm glad that I had to tell you who that was.
Whoa. Let's.
We're going to move on.
I'll be your center and you can putt my touchdown.
What was that?
Let's go.
Punt your touchdown?
Yeah. Yeah, my asshole's a touchdown.
No, you snap my ball. God, how do I know more about football than you do? You're from Oklahoma, too. Your religion should be football.
Oh, God.
Although I'm from South Carolina, so it's just pretty much, I grew up near Clemson, so I should. So anyway, you guys, the next thing is Robert never watched the show, blah, blah, blah. He thinks all the girls are hot.
All the girls are hot. They flirt, but Y'all, yeah, I don't think they have a connection.
So they come back. And
wait, I do want to say, when she says, you're on Too Hot to Handle, he's like, what? And she said, yeah, you can't have sex. You can't do this. You can't even masturbate. And he keeps going, what?
What?
What? What? And his voice keeps getting higher. And he's like,
whoa. If you know Little Britain, y'all, whoa.
Anyway, he really, so yes. And then they come, Carly and Robert come back first. They come back. And it's like, oh, great. Okay, Robert's meeting the new people. Then Cam and Christina come back. And Christina literally is walking with him arm in arm.
And Emily's like, ooh. And then this is the thing, y'all. The girls immediately go and they try to hug her. They hate her. They hate her from moment one because she's gorgeous.
They hate because she is like, on the scale of like hotness on the show, she's like,
yeah, she's up there.
She's beautiful.
She's not going to get Kayla, along with the rest of those girls.
Kayla is beautiful, y'all, but Kayla has the personality of a gecko.
No, that's giving her too much.
That's true.
I might say she's got the personality of like a Hardee's bag.
No, because that held Hardee's. Why don't you say that? Why don't you say that about a Hardee's breakfast bag?
An Erewhon bag? That's a felt food story.
Maybe, maybe, maybe. You know what? Of a Spectrum bag.
Of an empty tube of lip balm.
Yeah, there you go. There we are. Yo, there we are.
Kayla's not long for this world. They're going to kick that bitch off real soon.
So Cam basically... Oh, no, not Cam. Sorry. So, but yeah, so... Emily hugs her first. They're all kind of talking.
Of course.
And then Emily's kind of like, well, hi, how did it go? And he's like, fine. And Cam, y'all, Cam is a horrible liar. We got to remember this. Every time he's cheated on Emily or cheated with Emily and broke the rules, he's a horrible liar. And you can tell he puts his head down, like
and
all
he
the
smiles.
Signs of lying. He's doing all that stuff immediately when he sees Emily. And that's the moment where Emily knows. Emily knows that he's being a piece of shit. But Emily doesn't say anything. That's when she says, I don't like the girl already. And then all the guys, Peter's like, she's gorgeous. And then surprisingly, Poodle, what man suddenly thinks that Christina is so hot?
Marvin!
What? What? Marvin suddenly now says she's so hot. I can't wait to get to know her more.
Ugh.
Wow.
He's so awful, y'all.
I mean, he's almost as awful as Cam, but Cam is still in the shittiest of the shit houses.
Yeah.
But Marvin's pretty fucking second.
Ugh.
I mean, it's gross. And y'all, and Melinda's just watching him. I mean,
and she's so subservient, and it makes me. And I don't know how a girl
totally,
like Melinda does this to herself.
Is she from the South?
I don't know. She says she's from Brooklyn, but who knows where she's from?
I feel like she's like what women I see a lot in the South do, that just totally gives their power to men.
Totally, I agree.
Let's talk about this
because
this
to make a man happy.
Yes, yeah. Let's jump about this. Let's jump forward a little bit, and we'll go back. But to talk about them, because for instance, they talked to Melinda later, and she's like, "So I don't know how to play this because he is completely gawking at her, looking at her the whole time. Do I confront him or do I let him do his thing?"
And then she's like, well, maybe I should blah, blah, blah. And now she's thinking about playing more games.
And she's like, yeah.
And it's like, ugh.
And so she says,
I just want to shake her.
And they're kind of talking and like Melinda's sitting by Marvin. And he says something about either her being pretty or something like that. I didn't get what he said. And then Melinda says, well, you know, my ex was white. So,
ugh.
So now it's not going to go good. But anyway, I wanted to go back and just say, can we talk about the Chase Carly conversation?
Yeah, let's talk about. So they are Chase and Carly. She's like, I need to talk because I need to not really say apologize, but let's clear the air. And she says that she told Robert about Chase, about him.
Oh, we didn't say that. We totally missed that. In the date, she said that to Robert. She said, there's this guy named Chase. I'm really kind of into him. And you know,
at that moment, a fucking cockroach literally landed on his fucking forehead.
On Chase's head.
And I screamed.
I screamed out. My body tensed up.
It was huge. And he went.
But, you know, I got. He didn't. He kept a manly
yelp.
He didn't
do like we would have done.
Oh, I would have pierced the toast, and if Talk Soup were on, it would be a meme that Joel McRae would
McHale,
whatever.
I would have done like that. I would have gone off like, you know how Daffy Duck does at the end of the cartoons, go, and he was just gone down the beach. That would have been
just,
me.
Like a Looney Tunes, you just would have gotten the water and swam off into the sunset.
I would have skipped along the water.
Yeah, the water. Yeah.
Out of, on pure outrage. Powered by my own outrage.
Yes.
Y'all, if a cockroach ever did that to my face, I would never be the same again. I ran up my pants leg once. And I almost died right there. My ghost went whoosh. I'm like, you're not going anywhere, you bitch. Come here.
Did you just take off your pants immediately?
I shook my leg around.
I
could still feel its legs crawling up my.
I would completely disrobe in front of everybody. Like I would completely take off my clothes and freak out.
To be honest, this was in Baton Rouge, and the cockroaches on summer and on the streets, they're just crawling around. And the roach had no idea it crawled up onto my feet and just like jumped and just ran up my pants leg. It was terrifying though. I'll never forget one time I killed a huge roach in my apartment, Place de Plancher, which we've talked about before. And some people in the squad said, yeah, I thought about living there one time and it was a dump.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And once I killed a roach there, and it was huge, and I'd stomped on it, put a book on it, and I for some reason had not thrown it away in the toilet. I put it in the trash, and about 20 minutes later, I heard.
Oh my God.
In the trash can. I was like, how is that thing still alive? And then I flushed it.
But see, don't you think if you lived in a place with roaches, I would go, oh, they're crawling all over me while I sleep.
You have to deal with it. I'd honestly rather have the big ones than the little tiny ones.
Yes.
Any day.
Get in your nose.
Wow.
Yeah. Or in your
never
ear.
Never thought about that.
Yeah. You never heard about people having a roach stuck in their ear?
No, that's.
It happens.
I'm not going to talk about things that you read in like News of the World.
Okay. I don't know why you could talk about people dying in a balloon inferno as a fear, but I can't talk about. We need to move on. So Chase and Carly, though, besides the roach, they kind of have this really sweet moment. And Chase, it's like he says,
I can't wait for the next workshop. Yeah.
Yeah. Like it's a really sweet moment. And I think they might come ahead as the couple we're rooting for so far. There's not really another couple.
Right now with
Cam and Emily are donezo.
For right now. Unless they really rehabilitate. And Marvin and... Melinda are a shit show.
Yeah, that's not happening.
So Cam and Emily have this beach talk, and he tells her he mentioned her, and he said when he talked to Christine, he's like, I didn't want to do that to you. And Emma's like, oh, that's so sweet. Oh my God.
Yeah, Cam literally says, I told her about you.
Yeah. And Peter is nervous because he's all out in the cold.
Peter
is a little worried
because he's like, nope, there's nobody kind of here for me.
Even he might get kicked off the island too.
He might.
So
meanwhile, they go to bed that night, and it's very obvious, kind of like Emily pulls a poodle and basically puts her scent all over Cam and is rubbed up all over him in bed. And so now also, isn't this a night that Melinda and Marvin are sleeping in the same bed.
Yeah,
now,
so they're officially in the same bed.
After he's all gawked. But Emily's all cuddled up, and we go to the next day. And that's when Chase, y'all, this was a beautiful scene. It was a hilarious. Christina's going for a morning swim, and y'all, it is. It's like an 80s movie where Christy Brinkley is coming out of the water, or Kathy Ireland, or whatever.
Or any person from your appropriate timeline instead of 30 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fine. Fine.
Or any supermodel within the last 10 years.
Yeah. Wouldn't. Can't tell you. But she's in the water, diving in the water.
Kathy Ireland.
Literally comes out of the water, pulls her hair back. The sun is glistening. I mean, it looks like a fucking movie.
Yeah, she's goddess.
And that's when Chase says she's literally too hot to handle. And all the guys are like cartoon wolves with their tongues that have rolled out on the sand.
Then Lana says, I'm going to institute a strict rehabilitation program with these people.
Things are behind schedule.
Yes. So, then Emily, of course, pulls Christina aside, and
Christina's in the beach, and Emily goes out in the water to talk to her.
That's what it is. And Christina just spills all the motherfucking tea.
Well, Emily asked
right
her.
Right there.
Because Emily says, I don't think I really trust Cam. And Christina says exactly what happened. She says he almost kissed me.
He initiated it, and he said that there was someone he's there, but it's not serious. The reason why he didn't kiss me was he made a pact with the guys. And it was
Emily said anything about me? And she said, no, not anything to do with
you. He never mentioned you.
He never mentioned you.
Cam's a dog, y'all.
He's a dog. And Cam is watching this happen. He's like, oh. Yeah. Doesn't look good for me then, does it?
No. And Robert is talking to Kayla.
Well, we should say that Christina says, he had one shot and that's it. Now that I know he's not trustworthy, she says, I'm not attracted to him at all.
I'm not attracted to him.
I'm not going
to
pursue Cam. I'm moving
on. So Robert's talking to Kayla and says, you're gorgeous. And she's like, you know, I'm really into physical appearances, and no one who's on this is really like the bad boy I need.
She actually says, quote, physical looks are so important to me.
So important.
Important to me.
Then there's the big confrontation between Cam and Emily. And she's like, Is there anything you want to say?
Anything you want to say? He's like, no, yes. Oh, fine. Fine. Lovely.
And she's bippy. Basically like, well, I had talked to Christina and she's like, blah, blah, blah. And he, like, starts walking away from her.
He's totally uncomfortable. You know why? Because I bet the way he looks and the way he acts, he's never been called on his shit.
Probably.
And if he does, he gets out of the situation. He leaves the bar. He leaves the party. He cannot get away from this.
This made me furious.
It made me
how
furious.
How he tried
but also
to get away
this,
from her.
This is riveting because this is literally like someone on a talk show. Even worse, he is stuck on an island.
Yeah.
He cannot get away from his dickery.
And he keep dickery. Hickory dickory dock.
Hickory dickory dock. Cam.
Dickishness.
Pulled out his cock.
Dickery.
Dickery.
Remember Robert Pattinson in that movie?
I remember Cedric
God
Dickory.
God damn it.
Cedric Dickory is the character in the Harry Potter porn.
The Harry Potter fan fiction.
And Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Potter, Stone.
Harry
Potter literally.
And the Sorcerer's Bone.
The Sorcerer's Bone.
Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secret Cock Rings.
And the Chamber of Secrets. That actually was. That one still works.
No, it's just Harry Potter's quote-unquote Chamber of Secrets.
Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince Albert. The Order of the Penis.
That writes itself.
We she be making this Harry Potter for?
Of the penis.
How did you know it was Harry Potter? Because he's got a scar right above his left ass cheek. And that's where he was fucked by he who must not be fucked. The top of the tops. And then at the end, Harry Potter fucks Voldemort and the porn's over with.
And kills him. But they both die and then they come back to life. And then they come back to life to fuck again. And then Harry Potter drinks Voldemort's jizz. we just ruined Harry Potter. It's official. We may have ruined something that's beloved by everyone.
Don't forget, because even though he died in the porn before, his old Professor Dumbledore comes back to fuck both of them.
And then Hagrid, who's a bear, is just standing over them and going, "You're a faggot, Harry."
I'm a what?
Pull on my chest hair.
Hedwig is what Harry named his harness.
Okay. Cuckoo!
We have completely ruined that.
I'm so sorry. And Snape is right there to do like cuckolding porn.
Oh yes,
runs in at the end when Harry's fucking Ron.
Oh, okay. Ron.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
I'm so. I'm so sorry, y'all.
Let's move on. That was my part of the China thing. But I played on the cellist.
Suck a dick.
And I would play it like this. My solo. And I would rock back and forth. Because when you're playing a tinkly little instrument, you look like a huge queen.
Nothing looks gayer. So you had the actual instrument?
I was using my keyboard. But oh. I was, my body was like I was using a 24-inch cellista. That was, if you like a little tiny keyboard, it's very small if you play a celeste. It's really tiny and it's like, looks like a xylophone, but it looks like a little tiny piano. It's like, but that's what I always imagined I was playing an actual celeste instead of my keyboard.
Oh, yes, I have. Those are, you do look very gay playing those. Very gay. Very good. No, we need to move on.
It may be one of the gayest instruments to play.
We have ruined Harry Potter. I'm so sorry.
You know what? This has been good. This has been useful only for ruining Harry Potter.
Oh, all right. Where were we? So Emily calls him on it. Yeah, I loved it. I love seeing him. And so she even says, Cam, you said the fact that you didn't kiss her is because you didn't want to lose money, not because of me. And she said, I'm genuinely hurt.
Yeah.
You actually hurt me.
And she's crying in her ITM. She's
crying.
Literally.
And Cam says, I'm not used to one girl. And Cam even says, this is how I've treated people. And I have to realize I hurt people. And she's saying, you hurt me and I don't get hurt. This is why I don't put my guard down.
Yeah.
This is why I fuck everybody. I'm the hot girl. I cared for you, and I genuinely thought you felt the same.
And then
he tries to hug her, but she says, I can't forgive him. And then they get interrupted because it's time for a party.
Pilot party!
We're having a party! Everybody's captains!
I like it how that's the song you sing, and that's not even a hit for him.
That played a lot.
Think about compared to like Maggie May.
I know. No, like, but those were later hits, yeah.
No, your song is a later hit.
That other song, Bring All the Sound of London, Got Ready.
Again, these are like 90s hits.
But that's when I knew Rod Stewart.
And that's fucked up.
Anyway,
when he was easy listening, my mother saw him live, he's so sexy. He came out of here with his orange pants. Cool. I didn't know what to think. Jay Bird, you should have seen it. these pants. And oh, then, my God, they were so and tight. And my father's like, Vicky, I just said Mother Poodle's name. Mother Poodle.
Yeah. It's funny that you then wonders why you're gay, because she never had that conversation with your older brother.
Younger brother,
how hot Rod Stewart was.
No, I was the one she told about that. So anyway, Cam says, I've been a dickhead, but he's like, I guess I can't treat people this way. They all have a little bit of dark night of the soul, but he's not going to take
no.
So Lana is, they're basically dancing in pilot gear. We don't get a lot here, but Lana says, is what I'm observing is far from progress and is far from really helpful. You're all taking this process for granted, and sometimes I will be streamlining the what is that word?
The group. Contestant.
Streamlining.
The group. It means people, and we forgot, this did happen last year. Didn't this happen?
Yes. Yeah. The girl who was in love with Francesca Gaga.
Oh, remember God, her? That was great.
It was so dumb.
It was so
what
dumb.
What was her name? She also, oh God, she was such an idiot.
She was, but y'all, people are going home. So Poodle, who do you think's going home? We already said Kayla.
Definitely
for sure.
Kayla.
I think maybe Peter.
I think Peter might be going home too.
I think he's trying, but I don't think anybody's really into Peter.
I think...
Is Nathan staying? Maybe he might be saved with Larissa.
I think Nathan's staying. I think definitely Kayla.
Definitely Kayla's going home. What? So, is it just Kayla
and
Peter?
Maybe Cam. Although, maybe they're trying to see if he will get back together with her.
Maybe. I don't think they would send Cam home, but maybe.
Yeah.
But maybe.
Definitely Kayla.
But definitely Kayla. Maybe just those two, but we're getting new.
I don't know if they'll send Peter back yet. If he hasn't really, they'll end them the next episode. So whatever happens with the end, if Peter doesn't connect with any of the girls, he's going.
I think he's going because they're next episode is episode 5 and there's 10 episodes, right?
Mm-hmm. So and there are also more
we saw
guests
that.
Coming.
Two girls are coming back, coming for sure.
So does that mean that two men are going?
And I think we saw one guy that's coming, or is it two?
Yeah, one guy. One
so
guy.
So we only saw one guy, unless there's another guy coming. But when they showed like the previews of like next on, Kayla was in none of them, and actually neither was Peter, I don't think.
I didn't see Larissa in them either.
I didn't see them in there either. She might be gone too.
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm sure it's going to keep us up at night, y'all. I'm sure.
I'll sleep soundly.
Let's see, because I want to get this right. Too Hot to Handle. Premiere day. I want to make sure we get...
It's Wednesday.
You're sure?
Yeah. They premiered Wednesday of this week and next week. It's back to back. Four episodes and 6 episodes.
You're positive?
Yeah.
You're sure?
I'm sure.
Okay. If you're wrong, because
you've
been wrong.
It took you that long to Google?
No, I still haven't found it yet. It's fine. Anyway, so y'all, I do enjoy this show. You don't.
This episode was better.
Yeah, this episode I thought was better. So anyway. So y'all, when those drop, we will be recording those as quickly as we can. We're doing a lot. Below Deck
Mets. We're being raw dogged.
We're getting raw dogged this week a lot with a lot of stuff. So. We're going to try to put stuff out as quickly as we can, but bear with us. Y'all, go to
That's
Reality
Gaze.
That's the show. Go to realitygazepodcast.com for all the information. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. If you don't know what to put when you put 5 stars, just put keep going
queens.
And with that, y'all, we want to say to you, no matter what in life, remember,
keep being sluts.
Break it down now.
Oh, yeah.
We're gonna leave ya.
Too hot to handle. It's CJ Jazzy Poodle.
Fresh Princess, we out. No, literally, we're out.
We're very gay.